The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
Michael, good morning.
Good morning, Luke. How are you?
I'm fine. So what's the mood like in Richmond?
Well, this year is what they call a short session, which means by the end of February, the lawmakers will be done and leaving town. A couple things that are important to remember about what happens here in Richmond is that most bills die. In other words, this is a killing factory. Almost 95% of legislation that is introduced here gets killed in committee with sometimes unrecorded votes even. Now, another thing to remember is that lobbyists actually write most of the bills, which seems strange to many people, but whatever your political affiliation is, you have a lobbyist that's representing you. You know, for example, Verizon has a lobbyist that's representing them, but so does the Virginia Poverty Law Center. So does the city of Charlottesville. So regardless of who you are or what your political affiliation is, you have a lobbyist here in Richmond who is representing your interest and writing laws and giving them to lawmakers.
Well, the session began with Democratic Governor Terry McAuliffe outlining in very sharp relief his agenda for the year. What happened there?
Yeah, well, the most important thing to think about when you are thinking about Terry McAuliffe is he's got this term limit. In other words, he's got this 4-year term, and he has to exit stage left when he's done. So he ran back in 2013 on expanding Medicaid for 400,000 people who don't have health insurance here in Virginia, and he has been unable to deliver on that promise. And when he steps down from office, he will likely be unable to have delivered on that promise. And so that's one thing that's important to remember about McAuliffe. The other thing is economic development. McAuliffe has made this the centerpiece of his time as governor, attracting new businesses to Virginia. In fact, he even installed a kegerator at the executive mansion to attract a brewer here to Virginia, and that was successful. So a mixed legacy for McAuliffe.
Well, Michael, you've spent a lot of time looking at the issue of predatory lending. Now, what's happening with that issue?
Well, lots of stuff that's happening on that issue. So the car title lenders in Virginia are also offering a separate product called a line of interest loan. This is an unregulated product that many lawmakers believe is a bait and switch. In other words, you can go into Cash to You, for example, is one of the businesses, and get a car title loan or an open-end line of credit loan. That's a problem, according to many lawmakers. It seems unlikely they're going to take action on that. However, there is the separate issue of internet lending. These are businesses from all over the world that are offering loans at excess of 900% interest. And that's actually going to be taken up on the floor of the Senate today. So there is some action happening here on predatory lending.
One of the biggest issues this year is reform to Virginia's mental health system. Now, that was brought on by the death of an inmate at the Hampton Roads Jail. I understand the family of the inmate who died was in Richmond this week lobbying for action. What do you think will happen there?
Yeah, this was a really sad story to hear the details of this inmate who starved to death at the Hampton Roads Regional Jail. There are a couple of really important policy changes that are going to be made here as a result of this death. One is screening at jails. So if you show up to a jail, you are going to be screened to see if you have a mental illness. Another important policy change would be that the police would have authority to take these suspected criminals to seek help rather than taking them to the jail. That's very important. Another significant development here is who gets to investigate. So does your local police and or sheriff's office investigate a death, or is it the state? There are many lawmakers on both sides of the aisle who believe that the state has a very important role here in investigating the deaths at jails.
All right, Michael Pope, our reporter in Richmond for the General Assembly session. Thank you, Michael, and happy hunting and chasing down those legislators.
Thank you so much.